A very beautiful afternoon to you, morning, evening to you. I hope you're well. I hope you're great. Welcome back to the Kenyan Life Podcast. My name is Justin Moretti, and this is that time of the week where we talk about our motivation. And today I have something different. But just before I start, I want to tell you something small. I want to say you're beautiful, you're lovely, you're great, you're amazing. Yeah, some small, you know, affirmations here and there. But other than that, I really want to say thank you for always tuning in. Thank you for always choosing me. Thank you for always saying the Kenyan Life Podcast is the way to go. And just in case you do not follow me on Instagram or you don't have my number, we were voted in as around, you know, top 45 podcasts to listen to in 2024. And I was number 11. We were number 11. And I am genuinely grateful for you as a listener because you play a key part in these conversations and in this motivation. So thank you for pushing. Thank you for choosing me. And keep at it. Keep sharing. Keep telling your friends. I am loving every bit of the support. All right. So what are we talking about today? Today I saw something, you know. I saw something on IG. It was by an account called thegoodquote.co. I repeat, thegoodquote.co. And it states, you are the only person who can give yourself what you want. I repeat, you are the only person who can give yourself what you want. And that's true, yeah? Because I will tie this to something else, to value. And one of the most important things to note, especially as one of the few people in this world who have just realized, not just realized, I knew a lot, I knew a while ago that value is very important. But how do you know it's important? Because your value is determined by your environment. And I repeat, your value is determined by your environment. And that's a very important piece of the puzzle. Because when you realize that you're in a particular environment that does not value you as a person, then you have to remove yourself from that environment. Yeah? So every single time you sit down, every single time you sit with your friends, yeah, with your family, you know, it can even be your family that does not see your value. And that's very important to note because they will not see it now, but in the future they will see it. Because you cannot see a rose growing every single day. You cannot visualize it. You can't see the bits and the inches that it has covered on a daily basis. And that's the honest truth, right? So every single time you sit somewhere in any type of environment, in any type of form and shape where people are at, remember that your value is very important. And if these particular people do not see your value, then you are valueless to them. You have no value to them. Because those people will see you as a burden. And that's the unfortunate thing. And you know, I'll give you an example. Let's talk about a pencil. At the moment, I am in studio using a microphone, using an equalizer. It's one of those things where you raise up and everything. It's like a mixer and shit. It's actually a mixer, yeah? And you think about it. If I had a pencil right now, what would I be doing with a pencil? Absolutely nothing. You know, it has no value to me at the moment. But then if you go to an artist, yeah? If you go to someone who draws using a pencil, the value of the pencil is the value of his work. The value of his work is based on this particular pencil that I do not see as valuable. And that's the problem. Environment, purpose, value, those few things. And as said in the quote earlier, you're the only person who can give yourself what you want. And this is talked about less than anything else. Because everybody will say, you know, you need to work hard. You know, you need to know people, you know, such. But you also need to know that you as yourself, you as an individual, you as a person, have the will and the power to create a sense of value around you. There's a statement that is always said over and over again. Treat yourself how you want to be treated. And if people will treat you with disrespect, yeah, it's because they've seen a pattern of you treating yourself with disrespect. And it should not absolutely be the case. It shouldn't even be the case. So you just ask yourself, what are you choosing for yourself today? And there's some people who are rogue. They'll just disrespect you all of a sudden. And that's okay. You're nishidao. Yeah? And speaking of you're nishidao, if someone does not see your value, you're not the problem. Yeah? If you don't give yourself what you want, that's on you. But if people do not see who you are, even look at stories. This guy, this KFC guy, good story. Abraham Lincoln, good story. Like, there are people who have genuinely gone through hell before they got what they want. But they did not forget who they really are. They did not forget what their value is. And that's the most important thing to note. Your value, and I'll keep repeating this because it's very important for you as a person. Anytime you sit somewhere, ask yourself, is this necessary? Yeah? If someone is dishing out any form of disrespect, any form of you are not all that, you're actually all that. As long as you're working to be better for yourself, as long as you're giving yourself the best of abilities, the best of opportunities every single time you're in a room, my G, you are not the problem. Yeah? I saw another tweet today while I was in class. Yes, I was in class and I was using my phone. Boo-hoo. I saw this tweet, and this tweet states, yeah, show up every single time. Show up until they recognize you. And that's knowing the value you bring to the table. Every single time there's an event about a certain thing, you know, every single time there's a gig for MCing and I get an opportunity, I show up. Why? Because that's the only way you put yourself out there. And it starts with you. It's the same thing with connections. It starts with you. Nobody else. Yeah? If you don't go out of your way to see the world, if you do not go out of your way to meet new people, people with different calibers, different class, different standards, and different value, then don't complain about everything else. Yeah? Because time after time, you see people growing because they've met different people. And how do they meet them? It's just that confidence. It's just that value they have. And they know they possess it. So let me leave you with a question today. What is your value? Are you as valuable as people think? Or do you think you're not valuable? Because that's the problem. So answer yourself. Answer the questions yourself, rather. And tell yourself, am I really valuable? If so, then act like it. All right? So be good, be safe, take care, have a lovely week ahead of you, and be sure, I'll give a shout out to a new podcast I have. It's called the Standing on Business Podcast. This is an absolute banger. We talk about day-to-day life. Like, you know, every week we recap the week and then we talk about it. And there's going to be a Valentine's special. So please do tune in, enjoy it, subscribe. Yeah? Let's do the same thing we did on here. To the Standing on Business podcast. All right. Take care. Be good. Be safe. Bye-bye.